This is Mark Steiner, and today is May the 19th. Welcome to this day in history.
And so since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, and that this society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, this is a society whose government doesn't hesitate to inflict the most brutal form of punishment and oppression upon dark-skinned people all over the world. To wit, right now, what's going on in and around Saigon and Hanoi and in the Congo and in elsewhere. They are violent when their interests are at stake. But that, with all of that violence that they display at the international level, when you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be nonviolent. They're violent. They are violent in Korea. They are violent in Germany.
Of course, that was the voice of the iconic Malcolm X, whose words, ideas, and leadership define not only the 1960s, but the nature of our social and political discourse in this 21st century. And that was from his last speech. We honor Brother Malcolm on this day of his birth. He would have been 90 years old today. Another iconic figure of the 1960s was also born today, but in 1890, Ho Chi Minh, who was the president of North Vietnam during the Vietnam War with America. He led the Vietnamese in their resistance against the French colonialists, then against the Japanese occupation in World War II, and then the Americans, all of whom were defeated by the Vietnamese he led. In 1954, he was elected leader of Vietnam after defeating the French, but America and the West did not accept those results, creating the roots of our Vietnam War. And this is the closing lines of one of my favorite poems by Ho Chi Minh. You have to walk through the cold and desolation of winter before you can feel the warmth and beauty of spring. And let us remember John Percival Parker, born into slavery and sold away from his family at the age of 8. He ended up buying his own freedom when he was 18 years old because of his mechanical skills. He became deeply involved in the abolitionist movement. And in 1854, he founded the Ripley Foundry and Machine Company in Ohio, which employed dozens of workers and lasted until 1918, well past his death in 1900. He received numerous patents for machinery and wrote a book, His Promised Land, the autobiography of John Parker, former slave and conductor on the Underground Railroad. In 1963, Martin Luther King's groundbreaking book, Letter from a Birmingham Jail, was published. Martin King wrote this masterpiece while in harsh jail conditions in Birmingham. He was forced to write this political, philosophical masterpiece on the margins of newspapers, scraps of paper smuggled in by his lawyers, and on toilet paper. This seminal work outlined the strategy of nonviolent resistance to racism, the idea that people have a moral responsibility to break unjust laws, and the idea that no laws will be changed in America without direct action. One of the quotes from that book, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." A book all should read for its relevancy in this day. There are some other birthdays today that either changed the course of history in their worlds and communities or whose work has had a profound impact on how we think. You hear the name Johns Hopkins, which conjures up different things for different people. But the Quaker Johns Hopkins, who wanted to educate and heal, who founded the university and hospital that bear his name, was born today in 1795. Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, known as Atatürk, was the first president of Turkey. After the defeat of the Ottoman Empire after World War I, Atatürk transformed Turkey into a modern, secular, westernized state. And the legacy of Atatürk is still a battleground in this 21st century. And two deep writers and thinkers passed away today. T.E. Lawrence, who we know as Lawrence of Arabia, died when he crashed on his motorcycle while speeding through the English countryside. His books, Seven Pillars of Wisdom and The Revolt in the Desert, gave voice to the aspirations of Arab people looking for liberation from the Turks and the Western world. And in 1989, C.L.R. James passed away, the Trinidadian thinker, philosopher, and activist who wrote books like The Black Jacobins, which became part of the underpinnings of the West Indian liberation movements and on people's understanding of race and class in our world. And here's a song for your May the 19th. Today, the album Legend by Bob Marley and the Wailers, was released to commemorate the third anniversary of Bob Marley's death. Hit number one today in 1984, and we listen to one of the cuts from that album, Buffalo Soldier.
It was a buffalo soldier in the heart of
To continue your exploration of this day in history, visit steinershow.org for resources. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.